This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Football meets flavor this season with Omaha Steaks and VSiN, the official sponsor of tailgating right now. Right now, when you spend $129 with Omaha Steaks, you can score 2 pounds of fully cooked chicken wings plus 50% off site-wide over at omahasteaks.com/VSiN right now. Don't wait. Spend $129, get 2 pounds of wings. Save 50% off site-wide on steaks and more at omahasteaks.com/VSIN. That's omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Minimum purchase required. Please see site for details. Stormy Bontoni, Jonathan Von Tobel with you. I know that this game is an absolute rout, and so many of you might not be keeping tabs on it, but it is worth noting what Drake May and the New England Patriots are doing here to the New York Jets. Drake May with his fifth touchdown of the day goes to Efton Chisholm from 10 yards out. New England up 42-3 right now, plus the Ramondre Stevenson rushing touchdown. All six drives offensively for the New England Patriots have resulted in touchdowns to this point. Meanwhile, it is as opposite can get for the Arizona Cardinals, who, despite facing a Cincinnati Bengals defense that is giving up more than 30 points per game this season, has been able to do virtually nothing, punting on six of their seven drives to this point.
Mike Vrabel, I know what you're doing here. We all know what he's doing here.
Trying to get Drake May MVP love, trying to get Coach of the Year, all that.
1,000%.
Beat up on the little guy.
1,000%. If I could, 1,000%, he is trying to get this.
Please stop making those noises. I don't know what's happening right now, but I don't like it.
He is 1,000% trying to get this done.
What was the live number you gave on Stafford earlier? 220 what?
Or 230? It was minus 270.
Minus 270? Minus 210 right now. Yeah. Drake May plus 170 on the live MVP board.
Don't look.
Don't do it.
No, you don't look.
What did Bryce Young do?
Well, he already threw an interception.
Did he do?
He already threw an interception. A.J. Barner
touchdown. Oh, come on!
It's
this
over.
Is exactly what you were talking about,
yep,
though.
It's an avalanche
we
now.
We brought up the comp of what happened with Seattle against Atlanta, and that's exactly what it feels like right now. And you thought when Sam Darnold threw the early interception in the half, okay, maybe this is a little momentum, a little life for the Carolina Panthers. Instead, Chuba Hubbard fumbles the ensuing play.
You gotta go.
Seattle capitalizes on the drive, and now they are freaking ruining my day.
Exactly what's happening here. So six plays, 42 yards right out of the gate for Seattle, but they throw the interception. They were in the red zone there. One play later, it's a fumble that is recovered for 1 yard. Touchdown, six plays, 21 yards later. Three plays later, Bryce Young throws his 10th interception of the season, and then four plays after that, pay dirt, Seahawks, touchdown. They are up 17-3. Here's the question for you. Are we going to play Bryce Young under his passing yards? The way it stands right now, it's all next week, right? It's all next week. It is win or go home, NFC South on the line next week for these two teams.
What even is the live number? He's got 16 yards right now.
I know.
So, like, what?
But don't you think he's going to get benched right now? And maybe it's part of it's going to be poor play. Part of it's got to be, dude, we've got nothing here. I guess maybe the argument is, Tampa Bay did get this down to a 7-point game. Do you look at the scoreboard and say, no, we can't? Like, either way, I think you're looking at this and going, yeah, like, we got to get in here. Like, we give him some rest because it's going to come down to next week.
Honestly, though, I don't even know if he can get over this number playing.
Right, and that's the other part. What is it?
112.5.
Sure.
And I understand, like, the thought process of if you're going to get back in this game, you're going to have to be passing the football, try to get some explosive plays.
He can't.
But he can't.
His average at the target is still like 2 yards downfield. Let me refresh it. I don't know. He's slinging darts now. It's up to 1.6.
But honestly, the live under right now, 112.5. I'm not going to, if I were to force you to bet it, you're looking would be under, correct?
I'm looking at it right now to see what's up. I mean, because come on now.
So.
Yeah, 111. I'm going to throw it in. Let's throw it in. Let's have some fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what's happening. I got 111.5.
Okay. They are down, by the way, 17.
Sorry, were you distracted?
No, you're fine. 17-3 right now. I was just looking. The Bengals scored again. I'm trying to see how it happened this time. But that's a runaway, too. And that was another Jamar Chase?
Jamar Chase shutdown? Oh, okay.
What? His third?
And the Colts just scored a touchdown.
Oh, okay. I got bad intel. Chase Brown on that one. Jamar Chase has two. Chase Brown with two then today as well, right? Didn't he score earlier? So, yeah. So, that's – look at him go.
And the Gordo grandfather, Phillip Rivers, has gotten it done. Touchdown. Indianapolis takes a 17-14 lead.
Oh, but not him.
No.
Okay.
Did you like that? The Gordo grandfather?
Whoa.
You like
that? Don't scare me like that. That no? Big Phil had a rushing touchdown. I don't know what that is. The Gordo grandfather? What is that?
Gordo's fat.
Oh. Sorry.
It's actually a good one. I'm surprised somebody's thought of that one already. The Gordo grandfather's pretty good. I think we should put that on t-shirts. The Saints are driving. Stormy, what's the most useless lead in football?
A 6-point lead?
Correct. 23-17. The Titans lead the Saints right now, and the Saints are driving. Also, a shank for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that field goal is going to be no good.
I'm so mad at our teaser right now. This is ridiculous.
You got the side right.
This is absolutely gosh darn ridiculous.
Got the side absolutely right. Didn't have to sweat it. Too bad we have to have another thing to catch. Had to have something work out for
you. Are they taking away this touchdown for Cincinnati?
They're reviewing something, but it's also very deep in the light.
Yeah, okay, so they took the Chase Brown touchdown off the board. Second down from, where is that from right now? From the 2?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we'll keep tabs on it, see what happens. Either way, up 30.
Closest to the screen.
Up 30-7 right now.
I trust you with that side of the room. That's how this works.
They're just giving a close-up shot of an offensive lineman, so it's not helping my cause at all.
Yeah, it's I think that we're pretty much all sealed up here. I mean, the best game of the day is obviously out in Tennessee. You guys called me sick.
I just said it was interesting.
You called me sick?
But it's been good.
Yeah?
It's been good.
It's been the only well-played game of the window.
So we are seeing the actives and inactives come out for the afternoon games coming up. Buffalo and Philadelphia going head-to-head. There was questions about the Buffalo tight end room. Both Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox have knee injuries and were questionable coming into today. Kincaid officially on the inactive list for the Buffalo Bills today. So it looks like Knox is going to give it a go. Mm-hmm. They did sign, I can't remember his first name, Latu from the practice squad, though. So they elevated somebody from the tight end room, which you kind of expected. Okay, at least one of these guys is probably going to be unavailable. And Kincaid, it looks like, is the guy.
Makes some sense. Very excited for that game. Very much looking forward to it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Should be a good one.
Is it going to be better than Titans Saints is the question.
What do you like in that game?
I lean Buffalo, but nothing too firm.
I asked because I actually didn't know what game you were talking about, so I needed the identity
of it. Thanks for that.
Yeah, like we've talked about a lot because Philly's have like a million games
going
on. So I slyly asked, like, what do you like first? So then you could tell me what game you're talking about. Ooh, are they going to miss this? Smythe?
That said, I have no interest in betting that game. Okay. I think it's going to be a good one. I was looking at maybe some Saquon props, but didn't get into it.
23-20, Saints currently trailing the Tennessee Titans. Field goal is good. So they cut that down to a 3-point lead. No, I mean, like we've talked about 1,000 times, this game, if it was different, if the stakes were the same for both, I think you're probably looking, well, first off, you're looking at a different number. And second, I think you're probably a little bit more attracted to Philadelphia and the ability to run the ball against the Bills defense that hasn't really done it. But, I mean, one team doesn't really have to do anything here.
You locked up the division.
Yeah.
You're probably going to be the 3 seed. The best you can do for yourself is bump up to the 2, but more than likely you're going to be sitting in the 3.
Yeah.
You're already sitting some guys that could have come back and been healthy. Lane Johnson being one of them. The expectation was they were going to bring him back. Now they don't have to rush him.
Yep.
So, I don't know. To me, it feels like it would be Buffalo or pass, but not a bet that I ended up placing.
You're just trying to get out unscathed, really, if you're Philly. If you can bring a win with you, then I think that's great. I don't think it's not that they don't want to win the game, but it's just when you're talking about the game planning, the intricacy of your game plan, what you're choosing to unveil, all those sort of things, you're not, I don't think, pulling out the kitchen sink for a game like this.
Albert Breer just put up kind of the game comp for Bengals-Cardinals right now as total yards, Cincinnati, 391, Cardinals, 89. First downs, Bengals, 26, Cardinals, 4. Time of possession, Bengals, 33-20, Cardinals, 10. Just brutal, brutal showing for Arizona today.
This has got 1-2-3 Cabo written all over it.
Absolutely. Huh? And it's funny because, you know, there are some teams in the preseason you talk about and you feel like you have a good read on, but you don't ultimately know until the back end of the year. And there were a couple teams where I was dead on and a couple where I was way off. I was not a believer in the Denver Broncos at all, and they have proven us wrong with the way that they've won one-score games, come back, done all of this stuff. In terms of the win-loss column, yes. Meanwhile, Arizona was a team that I also hated, wanted nothing to do with. And
you said they should have been relegated.
At least can take some pride in the fact that I was right on that one.
You said they should have been relegated.
I did not say that.
You said that they didn't deserve to be an NFL franchise.
I just didn't understand all of the love that was going Arizona's way this year. At the beginning of the season, that is.
Let me ask you this question.
Sauce Gardner, we already said this earlier, but officially from the team, Sauce Gardner questionable with the
Cavs. Because you and I also, if you'll remember this, you and I also share a win total that is yet to be decided in the National Football League.
When is that?
I believe we both have Dallas over 7.5
wins. Oh, yes.
And they have 7 wins with a road game against the New York Giants next week to wrap up the season.
Come on. Come on, baby. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
This one's going to be rough.
Let me pull up our...
That 3-game losing streak was brutal. So they got back on at 30-23 on Christmas, but holy smokes. We need one more. Fourth and young. See, this is what I like.
Yeah, we got our 49ers win total last week.
Fourth and one, Bryce Young.
Our one seed bet's still alive for San Francisco.
I know.
Which is kind of crazy.
Tampa Bay's dead, but San Fran's alive. Bryce Young, by the way, this is what I love. Fourth and one, pick it up with your legs. I went under 111.5 passing yards, so I don't want that. Don't do it. Yep, he's going to try it again. See, he's got nothing open downfield. He wasn't even trying to throw that. He was going straight for the line of scrimmage.
It's so bad.
Come on now.
Let me see what that's at now, if it's gone down.
By the way, shout out to our audience who's always listening, and the real MTP said he's riding with JVT. Got to pull Bryce Young when the fourth quarter starts. One would hope.
You got 111.5. We're down to 105.5 on CLB. The live passing yards. We'll be right back as Live Bet Sunday live rolls on. I don't know.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with Visa Pro.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Keeping tabs on it all as the Week 17 early Sunday slate continues to roll on. Stormy Bonantoni, Jonathan Von Tobel with you back here on VSEN's Live Bet Sunday, VSEN, the sports betting network, SiriusXM channel 158, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, Marquee, the VSEN Watch app, wherever you're watching or listening today. We appreciate you hanging down with us, holding down the fort, ready, set, bet with Mike Somich and Matt Brown joining us in just about 45 minutes when they take over for the witching hour and beyond.
Got some good news for you.
Let's do it.
The Jacksonville Jaguars 34-yard attempt is up and good. 17-7, minute 25 left to go in the third.
Also, you talk about how the New England Patriots were trying to just put the hurt on the Jets.
Right.
They have yanked Drake May. Calling it.
Benched him? Wow. Do we have a quarterback controversy in New England?
You know, something tells me that Josh Dobbs coming in isn't going to change a whole lot. 5 passing touchdowns for Drake May today. He was awesome.
Could Josh Dobbs win comeback player of the year? 500-1. My dissertation comes up later. We do that a lot. Like, as a bet, like, it's like every little long shot. You know.
Also, by the way, though, on New England, they did finally have a drive without points on the board. They went for a field goal, ended up missing it. I don't think it was blocked. No, hit the right upright. So missed field goal attempt for them. Had an opportunity to go up 45-3, but, 42-3, I guess they'll settle.
The same thing.
I think they're doing just fine.
I would say so.
Also, we were talking about Tedaro McMillan and his offensive rookie of the year candidacy. 3 targets, no catches for him today.
Yeah, that's the MVP is the only award that is updated throughout these games. I would be very curious to see
when this reopens, what it looks like.
Yeah, what it looks like. And also, I disagree with this line of thinking, but I'm just going to bring this up just for the point of conversation, which is a lot of people were trying to do the whole, well, you know, the Browns defense is really struggling. Maybe that's going to hurt Carson Schwessinger's defensive rookie of the year candidacy. Today, not so much the case. Yep. They're playing pretty well. They're all over Aaron Rodgers. 3rd and 9 coming up for the Tennessee Titans. Stormy, can they get this done? They only lead by 3. And I don't feel great about what's going on here in this game.
Ooh.
Does that catch?
Wow!
Dude, he's incredible.
Cam Ward running for his life.
That's incredible.
Should have been tackled 3 times.
But he threw a pick.
ends up getting the pass off. Yeah, looks like it could be anybody's game. Intercepted. The receiver bobbles it. Ends up getting it for the first down. Let's go.
That's one of those runs that I would love to see the next gen stats of how many yards he just ran on that play
ultimately,
to complete that pass.
Yeah.
I mean, for those, he rolls out to his left. He avoids three rushers. He starts to climb the pocket. As he's about to get creamed, he throws it upfield into the tightest window you can imagine, and it gets there for a completion and a first down.
Wowee.
That's what you're looking for with him.
Yep.
It's every time. Dude, Bryce Young is incredible.
In a bad way.
I mean, he just converted a second and two with a 3-yard pass.
Which we have been keeping tabs on, for anybody who's just joining us, a live under on Bryce Young's passing yards at 111.5.
That's what up.
When you made the bet, he was at 16 yards passing, and the thought process behind it potentially, does he get pulled, or even if he does continue to play, how much is he really?
He's at 42 right now.
Going to be able to do anything with it because he's not testing the deep ball. 12 of 22, but yes, 42 yards passing for him now.
Oh, there's another six right there. Not loving it.
Full quarter play. All of them are small, though. It's like the yards are coming yards after catch for the most part, yeah, which still isn't saying
much. 111.5 is not, yeah, it's not a big number.
Yeah, 13 to 23 for 49 yards.
My real hope is that he gets pulled here. I mean, let's say this drive is empty, so it's 17-3, and then you try to go for it, and you can't get it. I don't know what the point would be.
I find it so hard to believe they would do it, just considering it's still a 17-13 game. It's full quarter left.
But it's also a meaningless game. You're getting smoked. You're right. It's not meaningless.
Really.
You're right. It's not meaningless because the Buccaneers are still losing. So, in theory, they just scored a touchdown. Bryce Young into the end zone. You got a little bit of life. I shouldn't call it a meaningless game. If you can pull this off, you win the NFC South
today.
If the Bucks result
holds. And then you have the Week 18 game against Tampa.
I'm just trying to speak it into existence. You know what I'm saying?
I understand, but that was a rushing touchdown, so you're good.
That was a rushing touchdown, right? He just ran it, didn't throw it. Did he throw it to himself?
I don't believe so. Had a little pump fake, but didn't actually get any air yards.
Does he get credit for that? Yeah, that's the real question.
All right, let's see if the extra point ends up getting
Also, you've pointed this out about Seattle. This is where I think ultimately they'll get got. They can't run the ball. So with 13:41 left to go in the fourth and holding on to a 7-point lead, one would assume you're going to try to eat some clock while getting a long drive here. Will they be able to do it?
They've run the ball well today.
Have they? What's the yardage?
Zach Charbonnet, 70 yards. Kenneth Walker, 42. So 121 combined on the ground between the two.
What's per carry?
I don't know.
Charbonnet.
Stop making me look at different screens.
I mean, that kind of matters. If they're averaging like 2 yards a carry, they're not really running the ball that well. Okay, all right, that's good.
I'm just saying you're making me flip to different screens, okay? You're making me do work.
I'm sorry for making you do your job. I apologize. Won't happen again.
17-10, extra point, up and good. So one score game there. It's a 10-6 game between the Browns and Steelers right now with 9:44 to go. So another one-score game there. Tennessee's only up a field goal on the Saints as they're driving and facing a fourth down right now. Where on the field are they right now?
They're about the 35. I think they can get a long field goal attempt out of this. Yeah.
All right, so we'll see what that looks like. Tie game 17-all as we just get set to start the fourth quarter in Jags and Colts.
Yep. All right, here we go. We've watched Joey Sly miss a lot of kicks this year, Stormy. He's 3 for 3 today.
The kick is up.
He's 4 for 4.
Boom. Right down the middle.
Right down Broadway.
You know what the most useless lead in sports is, though?
That is.
6-point lead.
That's right. 6-point lead.
26-20.
With 12:50 left to go.
That's your new favorite. In addition to loving yards per play, you also love the most useless lead in sports.
Also.
And,
come on now.
Come on. You got to see what you have in it.
You got to see what you have. Yeah.
That's a good one for a quarterback. Cause JBT's a big, you got to see what you have. Got to see what you have.
Don't you?
Sure.
What do you mean? Sure. You spent the draft pick on these guys. You got to see what you got.
That's a great question though. So last week of the season for the Indianapolis Colts, do you get Riley Leonard or do you give Anthony Richardson? Get him back in there.
Big one for me here. Not so much for you, but 3rd and 15 for the Colts, false start. So that is going to drive them back to a 3rd and 20. The reason why it matters for me is I just need the Jags to win. You need them to win by a touchdown.
Correct.
So technically, what, 5 points? You laid 4.5?
Yep.
Or 3.5?
I laid 4.5. Okay. I got the worst of it. But
so Fourth and 13.
Kind of that dead zone anyway.
14 minutes left. I mean, a touchdown drive would do us both some good.
Let's make it happen. Come on, Trevor.
Dude, this is an awesome sequence that I just witnessed right here. Look at this. I believe this is what just happened. So false start. Did I rewind this too far? Watch what happens right here on this incomplete. So it's the third and 20. The Colts are going to get like 6 yards here. It's the post play that's absolutely incredible after this. So we're waiting to see if they're going to be able to pull this off. It's a little check down. Nothing there. So you're going to give this up. Boom. You're going to get back to the field. Where is this? They have to show this again. Phillip Rivers has been getting into it with the Jacksonville Jags players. And I really hope I rewinded this properly. I think at one point he flicks a ball to a Jags defender and they fall to the ground like they've been shot.
I'm not seeing anything to this point, but
come on, it's gonna be there.
I can see it.
All right, whatever. If I find it again, I'll show it to you. It's been absolutely brilliant watching Phillip Rivers.
He's yelling on the sideline. It's weird. It's been a while since we've seen Phillip Rivers play. Obviously, yeah. It's weird watching him. Like the happy feet that he has, and the weird arm angles. It looks more like a shove sometimes than an actual throw.
I mean, we watched
motion.
That one duck that he threw. It looked like he just kind of pushed it.
Are you a shot putter? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a weird watch. The rib protector not doing him any favors in the midsection. What?
It's
okay.
Absolutely great.
All right.
Sorry, I'm joking.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. I think is that Josh Allen that did that?
He tosses the ball to this defender.
Yep.
There's 3 feet in between them. and he just collapses to the ground like he died.
Right in front of the official.
Wow. Wow.
It was worth it. I found it
That's
eventually.
Totally like to your little dog. Play dead. Just boom. Okay. We're approaching a break here. I was about to say, you want to hop in and preview these two games in the afternoon window? We can do that when we come back because we do have two games that are still to come. In addition to one game that feels like it could be pretty good in the Eagles and Bills, we have another game that's going to be good for very, very different reasons in the Giants and Raiders who are up for the number one pick in next year's NFL draft. We got the tank off going. No Max Crosby, no Brock Bowers for the Raiders. We saw the New York Giants put 6 players on injured reserve over the course of the weekend. So lots of interesting stuff to get on that one. Although, like, I was surprised to see we had Derek Stevens, owner and CEO here of Circa, on the program for our countdown to kickoff as we were looking toward this. He said one-way traffic on the New York Giants. So maybe people overreacting a tick to the news?
I would say so.
It appears.
Let's see. Still 3. No, I'm looking at the wrong one.
Yeah, 3's across the board.
3's across the board, yep.
In that game right now. Total 40.5. That's going to be right here at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. And then the Buffalo Bills, 3-point favorites on the Eagles. Total there looks like 45.5 is the prevailing number. So we will give you a deep dive on both of those games when we come back. Also keeping tabs on, in addition to the 2 blowout games we have with the Patriots and the Bengals, we have a lot of close one-score games with wins and losses in the balance for the witching hour. So hitting on it all when we return here on Live Bet Sunday.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSEN, the sports betting network.
As the official horse racing partner of VSEN, First Bet is built for bettors who demand more. First Bet isn't just about placing bet. It's about helping bettors of all levels with proprietary AI handicapping tools to give you data-driven insights and help you make more informed bets. First Bet's in-app tools give you win, place, and show probabilities for each runner so you can quickly and easily identify good value plays and improve your ROI. Right now, you can take advantage of their limited-time $250 sign-up offer. To claim your bonus, though, you need to use our promo code VSIN250 when you sign up. That's VSIN250 in the First Bet app or at firstbet.com, the number one, stbet.com. Promo code VSIN250. Go ahead.
The Jaguars with the lamest quarterback sneak on 4th-and-1 that I think I've ever seen. He's short, and they're going to turn this ball over on downs on the Indianapolis 25-yard line. Lawrence, not even close, doesn't even get a push. I don't know what that is, but he will fall short, and they will not get it. That had to be the worst quarterback sneak I think I've ever seen in my life. And that's not hyperbolic. All right, so we got some chaos here that we have to sort through. So the New Orleans Saints get a ridiculously big play from Pettis that gets them into the end zone almost. However, as he gets to about the 2-yard line, Pettis fumbles the ball into the end zone. Two Saints offensive players seem to jump on it, but so too do two Titans defenders. And in the scrum, it is ruled that the Titans recover, and it is a touchback, and they have confirmed the play. So it looked like that was going to be a broken 37-ish yard touchdown, and instead it is a turnover, fumble into the end zone, and a touchback.
And the craziness, though, where...
Yeah, I did not do it justice.
Where the... Like, you have to understand, so the ball is fumbled, and you see two Saints players jump on it in the end zone, but can't corral it.
Yep.
That's what I think is the most absurd of the whole play. Not only that the ball comes out, but the two Saints players jump on it in the end zone and cannot reel it in, that it pops between one of the offensive players' legs and a Titan jumps on it.
Yep. It's absolutely
ridiculous.
That was such a weird sequence. Just adding to the lore of this game.
And we had confusion in the commercial break too, because it looked like it was ruled on the field a touchback.
Correct.
But then you're seeing stuff on social media that know it's a touchdown.
They updated the score. They updated the score there and on the official box score. They had it 26-26. So I was like, oh, maybe somebody came in and overturned it. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it was wild. It was a wild sequence. By the way, bad for you, good for the Seahawks. Great response on this drive here. 17-10, Bryce Young gets a touchdown to get this to a one-score game. The Seahawks respond with a touchdown drive of their own that's incomplete. They're going to have a 3rd and 8, but this is from the Carolina, what would you say, like 12-yard line or so?
Yeah. Also, something I think is a little bit interesting right now is Dave Canales didn't want the team's mind to wander at all during this game. Question what could be happening out there in Miami for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So he did not have the stadium crew put the score. They had the scores for all of the other games going up in the stadium, all of them except for the Miami Dolphins and Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
How would you worry about your game first, Dave?
Like, what? But wouldn't you like to know?
Oh, sure.
If you're in this position right now, not that you're not motivated to begin with, but if you see that the Bucs are down 10 right now,
right,
are you not maybe just giving that little something extra?
No, sure. I mean, I'm sure they know. I'm sure the staff knows. But, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you got to beat these guys, and it's looking ever so unlikely that is not going to be the case. 6 minutes left, 4th and 5 coming up. I think the Seahawks are going for it.
Yeah, Sam Darnold looks like he's ready to go.
Yep.
So, okay, we'll keep tabs on this one as he is in the huddle right now. We'll update that in all of the games as we preview what's to come here in the afternoon. 2 games on deck. The Bills and Eagles going head-to-head at Orchard Park in Buffalo. Buffalo laying 3 in that spot. And the New York Giants and Las Vegas Raiders here in Vegas. Giants laying 3 on the road in this spot as well. Of course, the big news there, Max Crosby placed on season-ending injured reserve. He's going to have knee surgery this offseason. And no Brock Bowers as well, who's shutting it down. With that in mind, we've seen a lot of movement toward the New York Giants. And yet, they have seen plenty of players go on injured reserve for them, shutting it down for the season. So I guess the movement, to the extent that it has been, surprised me a bit. The 4 players that were added to injured reserve on Friday for the Giants: left tackle Andrew Thomas, center John Michael Schmitz, their safety Tyler Newbin, and defensive lineman DJ Davidson.
Real quick aside before we get into this, 4th and 10, they tried to do the try to get somebody off sides, didn't get it. So it's a delay of game, and they will kick the field goal. Seattle will. It is up, and it is good. So we have a 20-10 game with 5:33 left to go in the fourth. I think you should bench Bryce Young. I mean, that's just me.
Shut up.
It's a 10-point game. You're done. 5 minutes left. There's no point. It's a pointless game. Just put him down. Save him for next week.
Okay. All that to be said,
I
you
took
3.
Yeah,
yes.
I took 3.
Total 40. What
do you think?
What put you?
We've heard my
thoughts
on
this
game.
First of all, you're the one that has a bet. New audience now than the one we had 3 hours ago.
I believe this is an overreaction. I believe that the New York Giants have also placed men on injured reserve, that they too are tanking. Multiple offensive linemen will miss this game. Jackson Dart has regressed. This team wants the first overall pick just as badly as the Las Vegas Raiders do. The fact that the two big names, Brock Bowers and Max Crosby, have found their way onto IR, I believe is meaningless in the sense of this grand scheme of a contest. I think 3 is too far. I tend to lean toward dogs at this time of the year. I think the market overvalues some of these favorites in these roles, and I think they're doing just that. So I took 3 with the Las Vegas Raiders.
You're so annoying.
Why? I said I gave you everything you
totals
wanted right there.
Totals 40 in this one. I don't have.
Oh, give it to me. Phillip Rivers pick. Let's go. Jacksonville is going to take over at the Colts 20-yard line. Old man Rivers don't have it today. Sorry. Somewhere Paul Bovey is weeping.
I, meanwhile, am very glad that we have a different game that'll be on in the afternoon.
You're not
going to
give me anything on that?
So I don't have anything. I don't care about that game at all.
You don't care.
I don't want to watch it.
You're not going to watch?
I will because it's the only game in town.
I don't know if you saw this. That was an absolute, it's a floater. It was absolutely, they got nothing on it from Phil Rivers here on 3rd and 3. Really badly undercut. Just nothing
another,
on it.
It's another shot put throw. I thought
you were going to say something.
Oh, no. I don't know what. Tell me in the break what you thought I was going to say. But no, I'm very disinterested in this game. I think it'll be exciting for whatever team does lose it.
Okay. Apparently you care a little bit about it. I mean, you're getting all worked up about
it. All choked up. But I think that the Bills-Eagles game is more interesting. After the Eagles locked up the NFC East, they clinched a playoff spot last week. There was a little speculation about what the team might do in terms of resting key contributors the last couple games, the rest of the way. What are they going to do? Here was Nick Sirianni on his thought process in this game in Buffalo.
Is this a game where you're definitely going to play the starters throughout the entire game?
Yeah, this is a week that we have to get better. This is an opportunity for us to go out there. We've been on short week after short week. We're finally on a normal week, as far as our rest goes. So this is a really important week for us, practice-wise, game-wise, to go and get better. And we'll see how everything plays itself out. But really important week for us to improve as a football team.
I mean, yeah, it's coach speak. What's he going to say?
Yeah, and he still
– we don't care.
And he said we'll see as the game goes on
correct.
What ultimately we're going to do here.
I'm assuming they're treating this like a preseason game. You're going to get pretty vanilla with the stuff that you're running. You're not going to show anything on tape that you want to save for some of the big moments. You want to win the game. They'll try to win the game. But in terms of game planning and scheming, I'm assuming you're running a lot of base stuff and just seeing if you can get in and get a win here. Isn't that fair?
I 100% think so. We talked about it earlier. With them having won the division, they are the three or the two, still potentially they could work their way up to the two seed, but you're locked in the playoffs. You're going to be a top three seed. There's not really much more you need to do. And even though they are going to start the starters in this game, they still aren't rushing other guys back. Like Lane Johnson had the potential to come back, but you don't need him to now and that kind of stuff.
Yes, that is, that's true. So I think three is pretty tempting just looking at the matchup if it was 100% equal, but that's just not the case. So, really,
yeah,
I think
I'm wondering
this
if I should add Buffalo, to be honest with you.
Oh, my gosh. Another big play here. Olave's going to maybe get into the end zone. This is going to be a first and goal from about the 4 or 5 yard line for New Orleans. I'm surprised you want to get involved in this game, but not the tank.
I don't think I'm going to bet either one of them, but I'm the more we've talked about
ruminating,
this, the more I
contemplating,
can see
pondering,
talking myself into Buffalo at home. Yeah. But
you're a big ruminator. You ruminate a lot.
I'm more of a matriculator.
Like Phil Rivers whenever he's walking down the street. All right, how am I feeling here? Bryce Young on a 3rd and 6 has 49 yards passing. Again, for our audience, I have under 111.5 in game on the passing yards for Bryce Young. They're at their own 30. Sack. Yep. Give it to me.
That's great for you.
No?
Killer. No, I'm not going to give it to you. I don't want that. I'm not going to give you.
What do you have here?
I'm not going to give you a sack lunch when I'm rooting for Carolina. I don't have a bet in this, but
okay.
I'm still rooting
they got
for
next
Carolina.
Week. They got next week. They're fine.
What bet do you have in this?
I got under. I got 111.5 passing yards.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about Seattle from the Seattle standpoint. No, I'm happy for you and your pass
yards.
What is
with this anger that is like being directed at me right now?
It's more just my I know what I'm about to go home to.
Wow.
And it's not going to be a great time. That's all this is. Okay. Not going to be
lashing
a great time.
Out.
I have to live with somebody who lives and dies by this stupid team.
I mean, that's your choice.
Killing me.
I didn't do anything to deserve this.
My choice was him. My choice was not the Panthers. Kill me. Okay, we got to step aside. One segment to go here.
Touchdown
on
Saints.
Live Bet Sunday. Stay with us.
Most useless lead in football.
Live Bet Sunday on VSEN, the sports betting network.
VSiN is going to be live all New Year's Eve and New Year's Day with full regular programming both days, starting with VSiN by the books at 7 a.m., rolling through a numbers game, prop points, money moves, follow the money, VSiN primetime, and cashing out deep into the night as you're counting down to 2026 and kicking off the new year. VSiN will be right here with you with real-time betting coverage across the college football playoff, National Football League, NBA, and so much more. Spend your new year ringing in the new year with VSiN, the nonstop home for sports better. Stormy Bonantoni, Jonathan Von Tobel with you as we are in the witching hour, and boy is it witching here on this early slate of week 17 NFL Sunday action. I know you've been very stressed watching the Saints Titans. Like every time we look up, there's freaking something.
Yep, this is where we probably go down. 27-26, Saints up on top.
Dreaming Bright touchdown!
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
Told you. Get
okay,
it.
Which, by the way, so that is his 118th catch of the 2025 season. The last catch officially broke Zach Ertz's single-season record for most receptions in a single season by a tight end. But we needed the anytime touchdown to get there. We do. The yardage hasn't been there for him today with his props, and I'm curious what that catch will do for him. But that's his 10th reception of the day, too. So if you were betting any of those reception number props for Trey McBride, knowing how bad the Bengals are against tight ends, you got there the way that he's performed late here. Let's go.
Yep. And
something good happened to me today. Thank gosh.
I will have something bad happen to me, it sounds like here. So 27-26, Saints lead by one, and they just got the ball back after they forced a punt with 4:54 left to go in the fourth. Definitely need to stop here. And on a fourth and 11, the Indianapolis Colts are going to get stopped. So 20-17, Jacksonville will take over. That might work for you. I mean, there's 3 minutes left, and the Colts have all three timeouts. You force a three and out, and Jacksonville kicks a field goal to take a six-point lead?
Please, gosh, let it happen.
If they decide to do so?
My goodness gracious. If we could get that to come home, that would be glorious. Weird freaking game for the Jags today. This has been ugly. Also, on Trey McBride, I mentioned the yardage. It depends what number you had, because this thing was, you could get it anywhere from 71.5 to 81.5 throughout the course of the last few days. He is at 10 receptions for 76 yards and the touchdown. Yeah. So some of you might have cashed that over, others not so much. Minute and 50 seconds to go.
Zach Charbonnet.
Charbonnet, your favorite. Touchdown. Another one. Yep. No. Okay. So it's whatever. So that's great for you and your passing yards under for Bryce Young live.
So we're going to lose this Titans bet. That's brutal. They're up the whole time. Offsetting? Okay. All right.
Not over till it's
over.
No,
it's not. Okay. Penalty declined. Either way. Yeah, we're screwed. All right. We're done. It's done. It's over. It's fine. It's whatever. It's not like I've been invested this entire game. It's fine. It doesn't matter to me.
We also 2 minutes to go here in Miami with the Bucks down double digits. Not looking great for them.
Where?
In Miami. Miami.
There we go.
Bienvenido a Miami.
There you go.
Headed there in a few days. Last eight games now, 1-7 straight up, 0-8 against the spread for the Bucks.
Yeah, not great, dude. They kind of stink. If your team doesn't get this done next week, I mean, that's also why this loss doesn't really matter and why your rage that was directed at me about 20 minutes ago was somewhat useless and avoidable. Like, next week is all that matters.
But
there should be no rage.
Have,
nothing changes
not,
after this
it's
result.
It's if you could have handled business today and you didn't. I think it's the same thing for the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. There's just a frustration with you could have had it done and not had to worry about it, and instead you're putting yourself in a position where it's win or your season's over.
I mean, by the way, if the Titans can pull this off somehow, big day for the Tankathon Bowl later. The Browns getting their fourth win. If the Titans can get their fourth win.
Ooh. Big completion, though, for Aaron Rodgers downfield. We've got, what, a minute to go.
It's the most exciting
you've had today. Down 13-6. Well, we're getting a little something here.
We've had something throughout this whole entire show. It's been a lot going on. Drama. Second and two for the Jacksonville Jaguars coming up here.
What if the Steelers Steelers score a touchdown here.
Okay.
Kick the extra point to make it 13-13, and we get overtime.
Could get it, yeah.
Know what that would do?
It would go over.
That would go over 28.5 for the SGT if we get overtime.
Yes, you are correct. Unless.
That's all I care about right now. Come on, Pittsburgh.
Unless the team that wins does it via safety.
Yeah, but what would you say? What percentage would you give that?
I think you asked me a similar question, and then a couple minutes later, I watched the Rams get a kick blocked by the Eagles, and all hell broke loose. So
we don't want to talk about it.
I think the second time you asked me that, Davis Mills led a dramatic comeback.
Where has this offense been from Pittsburgh all day?
Who knows? Second and two for Jacksonville right now. Short, because, again, as we're talking about this, Colts still have all three timeouts. You get a stop. You force them to choose whether or not you want to go for it, kick a field goal, whatever it is. But not the worst situation for you to be in, I suppose. You want a field goal, obviously.
Correct.
I don't know if they would, though, because a six-point lead means nothing. I don't know if I've told you.
Oh!
Are you going to say what happened? Are you going to tell us why you made that giant noise?
Well, I'm hopeful that we get a Steelers touchdown here. And then I had the frustration of, wait, is he going to get picked in the end zone right now? But he drops it, all as well.
Saints
in the world,
touchdown.
So, no way.
By the way, that is an absolute killer. You want to know why? Because this is now a 7-point game. They're going to kick a point or a field goal, or an extra point, to go up by how much?
To go up by eight, and that's the teaser leg.
Guess what I teased up the second time? The first teaser leg is 8.5. So I would be okay there. But today I added Titans Rams plus 7.5.
No.
So because it was at 1.5 this morning.
Oh, shoot.
So if you added a teaser leg today, too, now all of a sudden you're dying.
How much time's left?
You got about 3.5 minutes left. And Cam Ward has played relatively well. You and I both watched him. He threw an interception. It was just dropped. So all of a sudden now, this is just turned on its head completely.
The drama. And the extra point is up, and it is good. Yes, 34-26 right now.
Fourth and goal coming up for the Steelers.
That touchdown for Audric Estime, 32-yard score.
And Trevor Lawrence, this might be a big one for you here. Flag. So he pulled it on a read option on a 3rd and 1, but there's a flag on the field. Might be holding. See, I'm a good team player. What are you mad about?
It's over in Cleveland.
Oh, okay. Why does that upset you?
Because I wanted life for our teaser.
Oh, okay. Did you get the win total over yet for the Steelers?
Yes.
Okay, I got there.
Yes, we got there. I think
Mike Evans touchdown.
I think to your point, the only win total that's still in the balance for us is the Cowboys. Yeah. Panthers got over 6.5. Cardinals under 9.5. 49ers over 10.5. Your Commanders one came through, too.
So they called an illegal shift for Jacksonville. So this is going to be 3rd and 6 now with 2:11 left to go in the fourth.
Oh, man. We're going to be off the air when this thing ends. I'm going to be taking a swig of this apparently really nasty alcohol that you brought for us to test out. And...
Don't think some of you back there is getting out of this, all right? Promises were made by some of you that you're going to try this. I'm just saying.
So this is, for anybody wondering what we're talking about here, and so 13-6, your final out there in Cleveland, by the way. The Browns were 4-point underdogs in this game, win it outright. All the money on the total to the under looked dicey at the beginning of this game, but never in doubt when all was said and done. So anyways, the Bears have a new home beverage that's like hot chocolate Malort.
Yeah,
what is the other alcohol?
Amaretto.
Some other stuff is like one of their game day specialties, and
got the bottle.
Everyone online was talking about how this is like one of the most disgusting liquors that there is, but so it's a staple out there in Chicago.
What did I have to do?
Had to buy a bottle. So we're gonna test it out. So you've already tasted it though.
I have. Oh, here, you can put it right there. Yeah, there you go. I did, yes. Took two shots.
You took two shots.
Yesterday.
So that leads me to believe that you would have liked it at least a little bit, but that's not what I understand.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm just a trooper.
We'll give our full feedback on the Malort tomorrow on Money Moves, mm-hmm. which if you haven't joined us before, we are every weekday, beginning at 11 Pacific, 2 Eastern. So come hang out with us. We'll get into that. We'll recap all of the action from today, things that hit, things that didn't, looking ahead to week 18, teams who have things to play for and who don't. And
okay, so
some heartbreak for me today.
You'll live. And I think, let's see. So we got a big moment here. Jacksonville, I think Myers caught that ball, but it's going to be short of the first down marker. So Jacksonville, who's been awful in short yardage situations this whole entire game with the 2-minute warning, should have about a 4th and 1 coming up right now. Decisions, up by 3. You think they're going to kick a field goal and save your bacon?
No. because I am like the Carolina Panthers and don't get good things.
I mean, but they don't get good things of their own failing. That's not, you know, I don't think you fail. It's the nicest thing I'll say to you.
What a guy. Okay, that's a wrap for us today. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us. Ready, Set, Bet coming up next as we do officially close out some of these games. Mike Somich, Matt Brown holding it down the rest of the way. Have a great day, everybody. Good luck with your bets in the afternoon.